The nearly broke Palmyra Eagle School District in southeastern Wisconsin could be the first in the state to dissolve under current funding structures. And that worries the surrounding school districts. At a recent public hearing, some of Palmyra Eagle's neighbors warned that the dissolution could create a domino effect, leading other school districts to collapse. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Palmyra Eagle is a rural district of about 700 students that spans parts of Jefferson and Waukesha counties. Its student body has rapidly shrunk in recent years because of changing demographics and students leaving the district through open enrollment. The district tried to stay afloat with a property tax referendum last spring, but voters rejected it. That's when the school board decided the only option was dissolution.
This outcome makes me sick, but it doesn't make it any less real.
That's Palmyra Eagle School Board President Scott Hoff explaining the situation at a district boundary appeal board hearing. The state-appointed board will make a decision about dissolution. If Palmyra Eagle folds, state statute says the territory and students would be assigned to other districts. But the districts would also absorb Palmyra Eagle's close to $13 million in debt, and they would have to deal with other costs like transportation. That's a big reason most of the districts surrounding Palmyra Eagle are reluctant to see it dissolve. Patricia DeKlotz is superintendent of Kettle Moraine Schools. Her team made the most urgent case against dissolution.
I think it would be unconscionable to move students to a district, uprooting them, only to face a similar process within a few years.
DeKlotz said Kettle Moraine could be on the path to dissolution itself, unless it's able to raise more revenue through a voter referendum. Wisconsin school districts are becoming increasingly reliant on property tax referendums just to balance their budgets because of restrictive state funding rules. Another Palmyra neighbor, Whitewater School District, successfully gained voter approval to increase taxes. But school board president Casey Judd says that doesn't mean the district is financially secure.
We are bound by the will of the voters. I mean, it's a terrible system when you have to go begging to finance your school district, which is pretty much what we do every 4 years when we try and pass a referendum.
The Whitewater School Board signed on to a resolution with the Maguanago School District that proposes splitting Palmyra Eagle between the two of them, allocating Eagle to Maguanago and Palmyra to Whitewater. But Whitewater officials said they had major concerns about the financial consequences of taking on more students and debt.
But the very worst thing that could happen is that you put another district in financial peril by doing this.
Officials from Maguanago did not express as much concern. Maguanago already has more than 200 Eagle students open enrolled in its schools, and Superintendent Sean McNulty said they would try to keep Eagle Elementary School open if it's given to them.
We are willing to be a part of the solution if you guys decide that Palmyra Eagle School District is going to be dissolved.
The fact that about half the students in Eagle open enroll in Maguanago schools speaks to the split between Palmyra and Eagle. Palmyra residents are more attached to the local district, while many Eagle residents associate more closely with Maguanago. Some school supporters think the solution is to let Eagle break away and form a Palmyra-only district, but that is not possible under current state dissolution laws. The Boundary Appeal Board has a deadline of January 15th to make a decision. In a state where declining school enrollment and restrictive funding is a common problem, the decision could set a precedent for other districts that are barely holding on financially. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.